Everyone, excuse me. It is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January 12, 2021. Welcome to the Interlochen Town Council hybrid meeting. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joy, please. We thank you, Father, for this day. We ask you, Lord, to be with Mrs. Connor, our town clerk, Lord, that you'd bring her back quickly, Father. And, Lord, we pray for our country, Lord. We're in a mess. We pray, Lord, that you would help straighten things out. Be with this meeting, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, welcome everyone and Happy New Year. We have a very, very small group tonight. I think the smallest I've seen.
You can sell more stuff.
Roll call, please, Mrs. Glover.
Ms. Bonker?
Here.
Ms. Bennett?
Here.
Ms. Meadows?
Here.
Mrs. Connor?
Here.
Let the record show Council Member Costanzo is out. Mayor Larson is present and also Russell Castleberry of Charlie.
All right.
And the town clerk.
Yeah. All right, first thing on our agenda, the discussion and consideration of the Holmes and Young contract renewal. I have a motion. Mrs. Meadows?
I move that we accept the contract for legal services 2021 that is to Holmes and Young.
Do I have a second? Mrs. Bennett, thank you. We have a motion and a second for the acceptance of the for the renewal rather of the Holmes and Young contract for the year 2021. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We talked about it. Excuse me. Any discussion? After all that, please discuss it. Sorry.
Just be very happy to have them back.
Yes. Yeah. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Discussion and consideration of the resignation of Officer Gene Sturdivant. A motion, please.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Officer Gene Sturdivant.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
Mrs. Meadows, we have a motion and a second to accept the resignation of Officer Gene Sturdivant. Is there any discussion?
I'd like to say that Sturdivant gave us 21 years after he'd done like 30 up there in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want any coffee or cake or anything like that. So, and I've already taken him off the rolls in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Because his last day was the 31st of
right.
December.
Okay. All right.
I want to thank him for all he's done in our town. He was quite a man. He really is.
Any more discussion?
Just wish him well.
Wish him well. Enjoy your retirement.
Happy retirement.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. The discussion and consideration of the appointment of Laura Hafner to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Do I have a motion?
Okay. We're taking turns here.
I move that we appoint Laura Hafner to the Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Do I have a second?
This is
Bennett.
Motion.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to for the appointment of Laura Hafner to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Is there any discussion?
I'm just very happy she wants to continue on.
Me too. Yes.
Right. This won't interfere with it won't interfere with that at all. Okay, good.
All right. We'll have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay, discussion and consideration of the police department request to destroy certain items. Chief Wilburn?
The items I'd like to get rid of, I had our IT guy, Clyde, he pulled the hard drives out of the older laptops, mm-hmm. and we're required to destroy those things. Now, the rest of the laptops, I'm not sure what we need to do with them. there are certain recycling places that will take them because they get gold or whatever they get out of them. So I just want to get it out of my blood, my hair over there.
Okay.
I've also got, I started on the list, some older handheld HD1000 radios. They're obsolete. Most of them don't even work now. And I'd also like to get permission to go ahead and get rid of those too. There's no value to them at all.
All right. Do we have a motion? Mrs. Bennett?
I move that we...
Yeah, I'm here by Marcus Russ Castleberry. I'm by audio only.
Okay. I move that we accept the police department's request to destroy the items mentioned, the laptop and the radios that are of no use any longer.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, is there any discussion?
Just for the record, I would like to say one other thing. The portables we have now, they're fixing to be obsolete also, but I did manage to buy several new ones on grant that would be compatible with the new system that they're coming up with up there at the Sheriff's Office.
Portable handhelds, radio.
And, when those come up, we could probably surplus those out. And, you know, somebody like GP or somebody like that, they could buy these things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that will be on down the road there.
Right.
Just let you know we do have some new portables we can't use.
Good. All right. We have a motion and a second to accept the surplus bids. For the police department to destroy certain items as listed. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Now, the discussion is consideration of the surplus bids that were received.
Okay. I will open them and read them aloud.
Okay.
Not the item.
Okay.
This is for item number one. This was received from Ralph Bonner in the amount of $4,511. And then we have another bid.
What was item number one?
That is the property.
Oh, okay.
And the name of the bidder once more.
Bonner.
Bonner,
B-O-N-N-E-R. Thank you.
I think this person got... They put item one, but it's apparently is for... I have no idea what it is. I'm just going to say... That's got to be for a vehicle. Look at the back. So the VIN number.
Yeah,
I think that was for one of the big vehicles. So.
That's one of the old police vehicles.
Okay, so we'll do that one later. So that's all the bids we received for number one.
Do we need any discussion on any of these, Ms. Lover?
I'd like to discuss something this morning.
Are you Mr. Tudney? Excuse me, sir. Sir, can you identify yourself, please?
Ralph Bonner.
Thank you.
Oh.
And how do I pay for it?
You just come out of the office, write us a check, make it to town of Interlochen.
Okay. Okay. Well, what's the time limit on that? When do I need to do that by?
Well, within a week or so, at least. Okay.
We have to approve it first.
They've got to approve it.
No problem.
But I was asking. Okay.
We can do it. You can approve individually, but usually what we do is when we get through, you usually approve the highest bid.
Okay. All right. What's item number two then?
Okay. Item number two. This person actually did on 2, 3, and 4, so... Item number two.
This would actually be item number two.
Okay.
And the name?
That one is
CMT
Auto, and it was for $400.
That's for item number two?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have a second bid. This is from Rocky City Auto. Doesn't give a name. His bid is
$237.50.
$237.50?
Yes.
Okay.
How many bids do you have?
I've got another one on number two.
That's exactly what it's done. This should be item number three.
Which one is that?
It's a...
Which bid was it? The $237.50?
No.
The other one?
We'll leave that as
a... Okay.
Okay. One for... I'm going to have to try to sort this out. The one for the 2010 Crown Victoria.
Right.
Okay. TMT bid $100 on that. I can assure you it's nothing but total junk. It's been scabbed so many times for parts it's unreal.
Okay, I've got
what's the other bid on that?
On number three.
Item number three, yeah, that's where we're at now.
Is the 2010 Ford. That's $260.50.
Okay, who was that?
That was from Rocket City Auto.
Okay.
Rocket or Rocky?
Rocket.
Oh,
Rocket. Rocky.
Me too.
And how much was that?
$260.50.
Yeah.
That would be the high bid on that.
Let's see, here's
God.
I don't
I think what he done, he looked at the list that I give him. Well, I didn't give it to him, Joni did. I think he looked at the list and he just said that's what I him he was going by. Okay. 9.6. It actually be item number four.
Okay.
That's TNT again?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did he have?
$100.
Okay.
The other one was how much?
$260.50 for number three.
Okay, $260.
That's number three.
Number three.
Item number three.
Item number three.
For Chief has moved on to four.
Well, he had his card in number three. So
he has put four bids on one piece of paper, right?
Three. Yes.
Three bids on one piece of paper.
So the 04,
okay.
Number four.
Okay. How much did he bid on that one?
Rocket City did $293.77.
I wonder where he comes up with these numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the bid on that one? Is it?
916?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you repeat the amount for Rocket City, please?
$293.77.
Okay, thank you. And TMT bid 100.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Okay, are we ready to go on to number five? Number five, Mr. Larson, bid $15. And that's the only one we've got for that.
Okay. Well.
Okay, no. That's not police department.
No.
No.
Okay.
The rest of them.
Okay.
Computers. Item number six, bid amount of $10. From Johnny Payne.
Okay.
We didn't get anything on number seven.
Nothing on seven?
Nothing on seven.
What do we do when we don't get a bid on it?
You can were destroyed.
Same thing I'm doing on my old laptops.
Are these, would something like that be worthwhile donating? I mean, to somebody like St. Vincent's or someplace like that?
But the thing is, when you got a real old system like that, mm-hmm. it's hard to get supporting software.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if somebody with St. Vincent's, somebody that does computers may want to cannibalize it for something, they might be able to do something.
You'd almost have to pull the hard drive out of it and destroy it, because I don't know what the legalities are for... when it comes to municipalities, but when it comes to criminal justice information, we have to destroy the hard drive.
Are any of these yours?
Those hard drives are removed.
No, those are mine.
Huh? Those hard drives are removed.
The hard drives are out of all of these?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, rather than junk it, maybe we could just give it to St. Vincent's and somebody could use it.
Well, let's get the
right.
First
okay.
And y'all can discuss that. Okay, number 8. From Ken Larson, number 8, for $15. Number 9. From Ken Larson for $26.50.
Gonna need police protection when I go.
Number 10, Ken Larson for $26.
No 50 cents on that one, huh?
No. You got coupons.
Saving money. And number 11 from Ken Larson, $50.59.
Is that right?
And that's all.
Okay. So,
cool.
Let's get back. Okay. Discussion and consideration of the surplus bids that were received. Do I have a motion? Mrs. Meadows?
I move that we accept the highest bid on those items that have bids, and then we can decide what to do with that one item.
Okay. By the second? Sorry.
I was going to say if you could include in your motion to dispose of.
Well, like I said, we can decide what to do with the other item.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mrs. Bennett? All right, we have a motion and a second, to accept the surplus bids. Any more discussion? At this point, have we decided that we will donate?
Do this motion at first. And then
don't include it? Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Now, do we do that now, or do we do it at the very end?
No, go ahead and.
Okay.
We're still talking about surplus items.
Right. Okay. So do I need a motion then to dispose of the or to donate rather the item number 7?
I move that we donate the computer item number 7, and if it's not feasible, then we just go ahead and dispose of it.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to donate the item number 7, and if that's not feasible, we will dispose of it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any further discussion? Motion carried. Okay, the discussion and consideration of the consultant contact list.
I believe the town clerk has that list. She needs to go over it. I don't see it in my packet.
It's on here.
Did you get one?
On here.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. I
think it would be best if the office staff, the town clerk, deputy clerk, and the office clerk, when we hire one, has the authorization to reach out to the consultant, Ms. Wilburn, for any of the needs. You know, then if Chief Wilburn or Mr. Glover, any of you guys have any questions or anything, you know, you can relay it to the office and reach out to Ms. Wilburn.
All right. Do we have a motion to accept that, the consultations contact list that Ms. Payne just mentioned?
I'll make a motion to accept the consultant contact list.
Do I have a second? Any discussion?
Just so I'm ready, if I may. Ms. Payne, can you hear me?
I can now. I didn't hear that earlier.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. I'm just thinking about, is this something you think you would all three discuss and say, okay, let's call in Ms. Wilburn? Or is she just going to be getting call after call with nobody discussing anything, you know? I mean, you're a pretty tight-knit group there, so I'm assuming you would probably do that.
Well, we have a contract, for I think it was 5 hours, and then after 5 hours per month, you know, it's an additional hourly rate. So I was just thinking, you know, to be mindful of, you know, keeping within our budget. There will be months where we will probably need her more, you know, through the budget process and, you know, depending on what comes up. But we wouldn't, like, be constantly calling her on a daily basis or anything, or each one of us. But, you know, we have talked about including the office clerk because if, like, let's say that Ms. Glover and I both are out and she needed to handle something in the office, you know, Ms. Wilburn would be the, you know, next contact if she couldn't get a hold of one of us.
Okay. I was just curious that trying to avoid too many phone calls and...
All right. We have a motion and a... I'm sorry.
Who seconded? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Mrs. Bennett did. We have a motion by Mrs. Meadows and a second by Mrs. Bennett to accept the consultant contact list as outlined by Mrs. Payne. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay, the discussion and consideration of the repair and painting of the caboose. Mr. Glover.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me where we stand with all of this?
We have... What was that? We have already got a material list up to repair the inside of the caboose and paint it. As far as painting the outside, I'll leave that up to the council as to what color and how you want to paint it.
All right, we had, let's get the motion going and then we'll have the discussion. Do I have a motion regarding the discussion, the repair and painting of the caboose?
I move that we consider the repair and the painting of the caboose.
All right, do I have a second? This is Bennett.
All right.
Now, yes, go ahead.
At this time, we're actually working in the front of the office,
right,
doing some branding and some painting. Our plan is, as soon as we get through in this building, we're going across the street and start getting the caboose. So.
Well, I know at a previous meeting we were discussing what color we wanted to paint the caboose. Do we have some suggestions on that?
Red.
Mr. Larson, red, yes. I agree.
I do know that there was some discussion previously about historically the colors, but I also know that red is the color that you normally see when there's a caboose. So
I know it was researched and found that that color is historically the color.
Are we able to vote on what color we would like, and if so, can someone make a motion as to the color? Okay.
Well,
anybody to make a motion?
Well,
Mrs. Meadows, please.
I like red.
Yeah.
I do understand the historical point of view, but it's been that color for a long time, and we can always paint it again some point.
All right. So is that, Richard?
I was just going to say, if once y'all decide if you do want to paint it red, we'll go get some swatches or whatever you call them and bring it back before the council, and y'all can look at it and decide what color red.
Right. So
is that your motion, Mrs. Meadows, to paint it red? All right, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second. Do we have any more discussion? Yes, ma'am.
I'll just chime in with, I think that would really look good with the colors of the playground, which is right in that area. I think that would coordinate the
color. It would certainly stand out, wouldn't it?
Right.
All right.
Go for Christmas and July 4th.
Right.
Yes.
All right, we have a motion by Mrs. Meadows and a second by Mrs. Bonker to paint the caboose red. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Yay. Okay. Now, discussion and consideration of FDOT requests regarding the historic house on North Francis Street. Is the lady here that was going to discuss this?
She didn't zoom in, did she, Johnny? The FDOT?
I'm not sure who Stephen Browning is.
I'm not sure.
DOT?
I am with DOT, but I was hoping Terry was going to join. But
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Pam, if you wanted to... okay, you're not on video, are you, Mr. Browning?
No.
Did you want to do video?
No, I'm not on video.
Okay.
Well, let me make the motion, and then we can get on with the discussion. Do I have a motion regarding the request, the FDOT, regarding the historic house on North Francis Street? No motion. What's the verbiage I use? It died on the floor.
Well, do we want to hear from him?
I would like to hear what he has to say.
All right, I will make a motion so we can discuss.
All right.
There you go.
I have a motion from Mrs. Meadows to discuss the... Oh, do I need a second to discuss it? Do I have a second?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'll second.
Becker. All right, we have a motion from Mrs. Meadows and a second from Mrs. Bonker to regarding the historic house on North Francis Street. Discussions, please.
We'd like to hear from
Mr.
Browning.
Hello?
Here.
So, good evening. I'm Stephen Browning with the Florida Department of Transportation. As you probably know, the department has a worker very hard over the last few years to kind of relocate this home and kind of move it to the place it is now, located near Lake Chipco. And the department just kind of wants to regauge your interest. And years ago, we did reach out, and more recently, too, to the town. So if you'd be interested in kind of taking the home and kind of utilizing it or as we go forward, I guess. It would have a preservation covenant on top of the house, so I mean, or on the house, so you would have to kind of maintain its integrity. But it was just something that the department would consider, or like you to consider.
Any other discussion?
Well,
I just don't feel like we need another piece of property right now. We already have Dickerman Hall, and we spend a lot of money every single year maintaining that building, and we just don't need to own another historical structure, especially in these uncertain times.
You meant Interlochen Hall, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And problems continually seem to come up with leakage and and it's never used.
Right. What would we use it for?
What would we use this property for? Right. I mean, it would just be cost to the town, and it's just sitting there. I understand it's historical, but
yeah.
All right. Shall we take a vote? All in favor of acquiring the historic house on North Francis Street, say aye. All opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Nays carry. Motion denied. All right, discussion and consideration of budget transfer number 5.
Ms. Connor, this budget transfer is basically we periodically to bring line items into balance. And so that's basically all this is. It's not adding anything to the budget. It's the last one that we had to do for the 1920 budget year.
All right. Do I have a motion to accept budget transfer number 5? Mrs. Bacher?
I'll make a motion to accept budget transfer number 5.
Do I have a second? Mrs.
I'll
Bennett?
Second that motion.
We have a motion and a second to accept budget transfer number 5. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Discussion and consideration of setting a date for a charter workshop. Do we have a motion to set a date for a charter workshop? Mrs. Bennett?
Do we need a motion for setting a date?
Well, I don't know. Do we, Mrs. Glover?
No.
Okay. Do we need a charter workshop?
We discussed.
Yes.
Good.
Mrs. Sando had brought this up a while back, so that it can coincide with the county's election, because they've been real good not to charge us, but it can cost over $6,000 for them to run our elections for us. So she was thinking that if we go with the county, then it wouldn't cost us.
This is probably a stupid question. Do we have to have the county do our election?
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have we ever had to pay?
We did one time.
One time.
And it was
about $6,000, and that's been 2 years ago.
Well, the ramifications of this, obviously, is that the term now would be 4 years instead of 2 years.
And that was going to be my next.
Yeah. Is there a downside to that?
No.
I'm sorry, does somebody?
Russ? You have something to say, Mr. Castleberry?
I had trouble hearing that. Say it again, please.
I said the ramifications of for us would be that instead of our 2 year term limit, it would be 4 years. And I had asked prior to that. Excuse me?
I said you're breaking up.
Oh.
Can you hear me good?
Yes. Let me try it again. I had asked if the county had to oversee our elections, and I was told they did. And then I made the statement that the ramifications for these is that our term limits would no longer be 2 years, they would be 4 years. And how does the council feel about that?
And I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Sorry. I just found out.
Well, what do you want to do? You want to have a workshop?
Well, it couldn't hurt to have a workshop and talk it over. I have my feelings.
Okay.
I'm sure others have their feelings. Let's get it out in the open and see what we can come up with.
All right. When would you like to do it?
So when would be the next county election?
Well, see, that's the only thing. It's going to have to be put on the ballot, so we'd have to talk to Charles and see how soon he needs it.
Right.
So I would think you would need to do it pretty soon.
Real soon.
Because
yeah.
I've already started putting my dates for the election. And I think Charles wanted to be here to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can set a date, I can call him, or maybe give me a few dates, and then I can see which dates are good for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds
what
good
about
to
towards
me.
The end of the month?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hopefully by then Mrs. Costanza will be able to attend. Okay.
Or maybe one or two towards the end of the month, and because you said something about 3 dates, so maybe into February, early February.
Oh, that's, well, I was thinking, wouldn't you want to have it so that we could get it on the agenda for next month, or does that matter?
Well, yeah, it would be helpful.
Okay. All right, well then.
We'll just have him look at the last week of this month and see if he can.
Okay.
Okay.
So you want to get back to us then
yes,
for that?
Ma'am.
Okay. All right. All right, so what do I move with this? Can I just say we're going to set it for the end of the month?
Yes.
All right, do I have a motion?
We don't?
Oh, okay. Well, then that's done. All right. All right, resolutions. If there is no objection, Mrs. Fubber will read by title only.
Resolution 2021-1, a resolution of the Town Council of the Town of Interlochen, Florida, repealing Resolution 2015-10, approving and adopting the 2020 Putnam County Mitigation Plan. Oh.
I'm sorry, did you finish? I heard you.
That was it. It was very short.
Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2021-1.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mrs. Bennett. All right, I have a motion by Mrs. Bacher and a second by Mrs. Bennett. Roll call, please. Mrs. Glover?
Okay. Ms. Meadows?
Yes.
Ms. Bennett?
Yes.
Ms. Bacher?
Yes.
Yes. All right, the motion has been approved. All right, the consent agenda. If no objection, we will approve the consent agenda as read. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay, council comments. Mrs. Meadows.
I have reached out to Mr. Rogers, and I have left him a phone message about getting together, hopefully one day next week. And Ms. Glover, I was going to let you know after I had talked to him, because I would like the three of us to go into the office and look at everything and get this paperwork straightened out and move forward. We've got all the paperwork in place. We just need to move forward and make sure that he understands it, that we understand it, and we get moving on this.
I had already said to Mrs. Glover and Mrs. Payne that I was going to go in one day this week or next week and organize the files because they're not particularly organized. Well, and by that I mean just put the things in chronological order. Do you have a problem with my doing that, or would you rather I didn't?
Oh, no, it's not a problem. When I last looked at it, I didn't see a lot of rhyme or reason. You know, it's just manila folders with some paperwork in it, and I would like to see an actual file started on each complaint.
Well, that's what I thought. Sorry.
I actually did that the other day. After we talked.
Oh, you did already? Oh, good.
And I put in my, the problem is, I put in my date of the first complaint, but you have some, the same people that have several complaints.
Right.
So I just went back and put the original date, and I'm doing it from the most recent to the...
I guess we could put them in maybe in month order. Would that help so that when you're looking at it, whatever ones you've got in for January or for February, so you know which ones might be more current?
I don't think it matters.
Date
on it.
I think that's confusing.
It is.
Because
yeah.
I think what you need is either the address or the name of the owner.
That's on there. What I meant was that you've got all these files, and how do you know which one is the most current?
Oh.
So let's say if you called in today on somebody, you would put that in January's file, okay? That's all I meant, so that if you were wondering what we were working on for the current month, those folders would be in the file for January and so on. That's just a thought.
And then where do they go after the month of January?
If I'm assuming that if the situation is resolved, wouldn't that go into a closed file?
Well, one of the things that I would recommend also is that we have some more follow-up mm-hmm. on some of these, because people will clean up and then we're right back where we started from a couple of weeks later. You know, it doesn't take long. I know of one in particular that I personally have had three complaints that I have made, you know, on the same residence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's an ongoing thing. And they finally get that problem, okay, taken care of, and then a couple of weeks later, we're right back to something else. So I think there are times when there needs to be at least some follow-up and then closure. Absolutely closure, but
yeah.
Well, I think we need follow-up.
Yeah. And I think what we're trying to do is to get what the office has agreed to is to send the letters out, certified mail, all right?
Right.
And what I would like to see is his report included each month in our packet.
Right.
My other concern that I mentioned to Mrs. Glover, and I don't know if she had a chance to check with our attorney or not, is that without a proper paper trail, particularly if we send something out certified mail, we could be possibly opening ourselves up down the road for some issues if we don't have anything lined up like that. Yes?
This is not an agenda item.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I know that's under your comments, that's fine, but if you're going to start talking about what you want him to do, and
she's right. Okay. Yeah, she's right. But I have reached out to him.
Okay.
And if he wants, but if you're going to do it individually, you know, that's fine. But if he wants a workshop where we can, you know,
well, that's
where everybody can have input, it's up to him.
Yeah, I'll ask him what he would prefer to do.
Okay, Mrs. Bennett?
I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I'm glad we're once again in person. I'm praying that 21 gets better.
Yep. Can't get no worse.
I don't want to tempt fate.
All right, Mrs. Bunker.
And I'd just like to say that it's wonderful to see Mrs. Payne.
Yes. Yes.
She doesn't look sick to me.
No, me neither.
She's taking advantage.
Mayor Larson?
I want to do the same. Happy New Year, everybody, and it is good to see Mrs. Payne. Have you been in to see your new office yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's good. That's
all right.
And then there, Tuesday was my last day in the office.
Okay.
I actually got a call from the health department today giving me my return to work date, which is going to be I can come back anytime after the 16th. I am doing a little bit of work from home, but I do want to thank Ms. Glover for, you know, wearing all the hats in the town office right now. She's done a really good job at, you know, holding down the fort and taking care of everything. So I just want to say thank you to Ms. Glover.
You're welcome.
Chief?
There is a delay that I've noticed with our setup here that when someone speaks through the Zoom, we can't hear anything you say for probably about 5 or 6 seconds, and then the microphone comes back in again.
So we will speak slowly.
Yes. Pause. Chief?
I would like to also thank Ms. Glover. I'd like to thank Joni, too, because she's working from home, and she's also keeping me abreast of emails that she gets, like from the state attorney's office, public records request, things like that. So she is keeping in communication with the police department also. The officer, second, and the officer we have, doing very, very
good,
well.
Good.
I think he's going to be, you know, the way he's talking, he's going to stay with us.
Good.
And he's very bright. So I think we made a good choice on that one.
That's wonderful.
Third thing, this vaccine rollout, which I think is a joke. I called down here. They said, you know, first responders. And, you know, they were giving the vaccine. I called down there at the health department, talked to two different people. Apparently, police officers don't count as first responders.
Mm-hmm.
And I called down there to see if my guys want to get the vaccine. I'm still up in here about whether I want to get it or not, but you know, I just kind of put out that I'll say on record that apparently police officers or deputy sheriffs are not first responders.
Oh my God. Is that applying to the sheriff's department too, do you think?
I don't know. But that's the way it's put to me. In other words, I was basically told if you signed up for it, you just have to wait your turn. And believe me, I go into places that I don't like to be. All police officers do. And we face the same thing that these guys at Rescue. Now, they're getting their vaccines, and it's not mandatory. Mm-hmm. But they're getting theirs. Mm-hmm. And we're going to the same place they're doing, dealing with the same people.
Yeah.
So,
what a shame.
But anyway, I just want to get that comment out there.
Maybe you should write to the paper.
Yeah, I thought about it, but no.
They have those municipal meetings every Wednesday, so I'll sure mention it tomorrow. Yeah. But they were saying that, you know, all the sheriff's people were getting this, it seemed like.
Well, she said that our employer should have reached out to them. And I thought that by me reaching out to them to find out if, you know, if we, you know, would be able to get that.
Please.
But of course, it's not, it doesn't take effect for, you know, you have to get the second dose. But at least it is a little bit of protection.
50%,
and,
I think they said.
You know, so far, I think I've used about 20 gallons. And you know, we're just being very careful when we do deal with people.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Chief, that you weren't able to get it for everybody.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm still up in the air about it. But, and I think that maybe Putnam County was kind of looking at the list of the amount of vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, we're kind of looking at the list. I know it's Jacksonville. I mean, they're just covered with the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're giving it out left and right. And I haven't read the paper, but they will tell me that they don't have any left here in Putnam County.
Oh, right.
So I guess we're always the last ones to get something from the government. So.
And there's 9,000 people on the list waiting.
Well, I think it's actually 10,000.
Is it now 10,000?
Mm-hmm. They cut it off right there for the time.
We asked what would happen if when we call up to get our second shot, if they don't have it. And the man said, well, he said, you can't get it before the 28 days, but you can always get it up to a year after. And that didn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling for sure. I mean, a couple of days or a couple of weeks or even a month, but I'm not particularly excited about thinking I'd be waiting a year. But as I read, Johnson & Johnson is due out with theirs, and that's a one-shot situation, and then they expect the market to be flooded once that happens. We'll see.
Well, you know, if I get the bug, I hope I do as well as Miss Payne.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Chief. Mr. Glover?
I have an employee that may have COVID.
Oh.
This is new to all of us. My plan is to do what the health department told Miss Payne. He went today for a test. I kind of don't care what the test says today because he called me this afternoon and said he had symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's going to quarantine for 10 days, and then if he doesn't have any symptoms.
Well, now they're giving a rapid test out there, Richard.
You have to pay for it.
Do what?
The rapid one? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is a rapid test out there.
It's $100, though.
Well.
Ricky, I sent him down there to get it, and I think his copay was only like $35.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, if he has symptoms.
No, you don't. You want
him to. I don't want
him. He's sick. You don't want him to get it.
If he has symptoms, I don't want him.
Well, it's a common order for him.
So I'm going to follow what the county health department told Miss Payne.
Yes, because today they told me that I have to stay in isolation for 10 days. And, you know, I'm feeling better. And I wish I could come to work. I wish I could come out of this room. But she said that I can be contagious for 10 days. And then the household is supposed to quarantine 14 days, even if they don't have any symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. Speaking about that, when we have the charter workshop, could we include this to discuss what do we do if a staff person gets it?
Yes.
Or what if the whole office gets
very
it?
Very good.
Then what do we
yes.
do? So I think we need to address that.
Good idea.
We can put that on the agenda with that charter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think we need to have something with either in the personnel manual or or something somewhere that's written down.
Yes.
Because I've got a feeling when I tell my guy that he needs to stay home for 10 days, he's not going to like it. You know, but I feel like that's what needs to happen.
Well, if you just stay in prison, why do we have to stay home?
This is what I don't understand about the test. Okay, I go get the test today and I test them. What about tomorrow or the day after? That test is good for the day to take.
Well, I realize that, but I'm just saying, if he goes down there and is sick, it just turns out to be a common flu or something.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it anyway, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I need to say something. My granddaughter, she's a respiratory therapist on the Shands helicopter. She got a memo from the U.S., from Shands. If you test positive and you have no symptoms, we want you to continue to come into work. See you at work until you have symptoms, and then you're going to isolate. And that's a respiratory therapist on the helicopter. So, I mean, go figure.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The whole thing, whole coronavirus thing to me is out there.
The rules are fluid.
Yes.
The rules are fluid.
But I do feel like we need to have some type of policy for this.
It needs to be a fluid policy because
there are a lot of issues to consider with it.
It's a new territory.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, nothing else? Good night. Meeting's
adjourned. Thank you for coming to Castle Boy, Barry.
What did you all think about doing? Do you like doing the discussion before or after? Do you want to go back to doing it the way we had been doing it? Ms. Bacher, what do you think?
I think the only time it was fine, I guess it was the historic house.
Yeah.
That's the only one that I thought. I wish we could talk about it first.
Yeah. That's the only one.
All right. How do I make that?
I don't know.
Is it okay to say, can we discuss it first? Or
I think you could do generalize it.
Okay.